Got my two fucking TVs right there for my video games, Netflix, my motherfucking PlayStation 5 over there. Got my motherfucking screen here. We're good to go. Let's get it go. Let's get it tied. Yeah. So what is, let me switch that back to my camera. Back to where I'm at. All right, Ty. So are you, brother. No. No, hey, but Ty, before we even start, I posted it in our group, but I want to say for all you guys out there that think about going overseas to go find a woman, I wanted y'all to see a text message from my son today. This is a text message from my son. This is from my boy, my boy. Listen to what he's saying. Yeah, and he's offering number first, but look at what he's saying. Look at what's happening. From 4:46 to 5:28, he got another date 5 minutes ago. People can't fuck with me because I'm a Williams. God, I'm proud of that boy. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I can't wait, yeah. Yes. Are you good? Okay. Oh yeah, I'm ready. No, I'm ready. No, I was giving you the floor, brother. Because all right, guys, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. I love Game of Thrones, and that's what we're gonna be talking about today. And if y'all watch Game of Thrones, no spoiler, Ty, because Ty's funny starting to fuck with it. No, I'm not gonna spoil it. Yeah, it's not a spoiler, but I just want to say for you guys out there, I want to explain what we're about to explain to you. Now, what happens as a king is that a king has a table of individuals that come together with certain ideas for the better of the realm. But the king will make the final decision. But what's so great, Ty, in this is that this is an important thing. Before the king sits down and everybody sits down, they drop a ball in this saucer. So now they're as one. They're all one. So when you go back to here, if you look, everybody's got a ball in front of them. So now session can happen. So with that being said, let's get to the, let me see if we can get to it. Hold on. Come here, girl. Wait, I think I do it this way. Hold on. Let me see. She ain't following me. Hold on, girl. Let me see if I got her. Hold on. Let me double tap her. There you go. Come on, follow me, girl. I'm trying to get her to follow me. Come on, baby. She don't want to listen. Hold on. Let me see. I'm trying to get the motherfucker. Go ahead, Ty. I'm trying to get her to look. Hold on. I just had it. She's mad at me. What's wrong, girl? What's wrong, baby? Talk to me. What did daddy do? Come on. We're going to do that. I'm going to reset it, but I'm going to switch back. I'm going to switch over my, I'm listening, Ty. Go ahead and talk. I'm going to flip the, fix the camera, but go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Money, Hello, you can hear me, Steve? Steve, you can hear me? Yeah, what's going on, Steve? Yo, you can hear me? No, I can't hear you, Steve. All right, bet. So I got three questions. The first question is for you and Ty. The second question is just for Ty. And then the third question is for both of you guys. So the first question I want to ask you guys is, as a man, I carry myself with a lot of anger. Now, some people would say that's an unhealthy way to carry yourself, but for an individual like me, I pretty much use my anger to pretty much chase my success, focus on my goals and my passions in life. I wanted to get your input and Ty's input on pretty much, would you guys say that's a negative way I carry myself? All right, I got you. I just want to make sure you guys can still hear me. Can you guys still hear me? Hello, you can hear me, Steve? I can hear you on the live. Yeah, I can't hear you on the call. All right, so the second question is for Ty. Me and Ty kind of have a similar personality. Ty might have a better personality compared to me just because, he's in the content creation field. So my question for Ty is, I'm an introvert, so I naturally dislike people. I'm not that good with conversations. I don't really like to engage in super long conversations. So from your experience with content creation, do you feel like with YouTube and Twitch, do you feel like it has opened up other doors in terms of financial freedom? Well, I never said I was like Ty. I said my personality was similar to his. I never said I was like Ty. Of course, I know that. Every human being is their own person. All right, so I'm feeling to see how I'm comparing myself to Ty. When I asked the question was, the summary of the question was, as an introvert, from Ty's perspective, does he think it's possible for YouTube to open up several streams of income while having that antisocial aspect of it? Steve, I appreciate the motivation. I'm not using my personality to be accepted on the platform. I'm asking you, based upon YouTube, do you believe that YouTube opens up those realms of financial freedom? That's what I'm asking. I'm asking Ty because I've legit seen Ty's success over a year of progress. And Ty has even emphasized it himself that he's blown up in a year. Believe it or not, I actually talk about fashion on YouTube. That's what I'm passionate about. No, of course. I respect what you're saying. I'm grasping the concept of what you're emphasizing, Steve. I don't ever feel no type of way. At the end of the day, I'm a man. I don't ever think about something emotionally. I'm always thinking logically first. I got you, Steve.
All right, looks like it is working. All right, so let's go back in.
The way he said it does. What may benefit me in my way may not benefit you in your way. Is there any way we could keep it like that with the big split?
Oh, you want the big split? There you go. There we go.
Yeah. Now, Chad, is that better or not?
Okay, yeah, that better. Let us know. But you can hear me, right, Ty?
Yeah.
All right, I just got to make sure. I think the lines are on. Let me try the line. So, guys, I want to call in. We can try the lines. It looks like it's working. But, Ty, let me double check.
Yeah, somebody call in. Let's test if y'all can hear us. You know what I'm saying? This is basically a free two-on-one coaching session that y'all get.
Yeah, for some reason, I got you moving. But this is that speaker's working. Let me try the speaker. Check.
That shit make me feel like we on channel 6 or something.
Let me see here. Communication speakers. All right, say something, Ty.
Yo.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting fluctuation from you through the mic, but it's not coming through the default. Let me see. I don't know what's going on. Let me try this. Please hope this works. 520, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
You can hear me? What did I just say?
You said 512. Can you hear us?
Wait, can you hear me? What did I? I
yeah,
say
yeah.
Apple.
I can hear you.
Say Apple. Say
Apple.
All right. You're good. All right, brother. You're good. I just want to make sure the lines work, brother. Thank you, man. What's your question, brother?
Yeah, of
that
course.
Shit goes to mind.
No, I was just checking out, helping y'all out.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, of course. The lines are working.
Lines are working. Thank you.
3993056.
Yeah.
You guys, anything about anything.
He said Apple,
you
know, so it works.
Right, women and all that. You guys, anything about anything.
Yeah. So okay. So as we were saying, guys, y'all can call in, guys. I guess the lines are open now. But as we're saying, what are the things, activity that you do, to become your best self? Well, one of the things that I love to do, Ty, for myself is work on myself. Okay, you know what I mean. So it's always that. Wait. Let me get some of these questions. Is your daily ever usually reset simply an upgrade or reset your strategy ever necessary? Guys, Ty, what say you on this question? I'll throw this one on you while I grab the next one.
Is a reset of your strategy? No, my strategy is always the same. Conquer, find myself, learn myself, expand who I am towards where I want. So the strategy is not resetting. What you may realize is that you may need a reset. You may need a redirection change. You may need an upgrade. You may need something about yourself maybe holding you back. Something about yourself maybe evolving slower than another part of yourself, which you find out, organize against it, and prepare for it. For example, it could be even your sleep schedule, what you eat, how long you spend time on a social media platform. It could be anything. So this is how you organize yourself towards what you want.
Here's another thing. Let me check the line. Okay, 907 will bring you in 1 second. But, again, someone asked in the chat room a question. The fact that, see, I don't understand what he's saying. A lot of things don't really bother me because I don't allow them to. Why do people take it as I don't care? No, you do care because.
I wouldn't even say why.
Yeah.
What do people take it as?
Yeah, you give a fuck. And you're acting like you're about the game, but you're not because you got feelings and worry about what people think of you. But now let's get this call in. 907.
Lion does not concern himself with the opinions of
a sheep. Right. 907, what's up? You on with myself and Ty. What's up, brother?
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
All right, I'm going to get straight into it. All right, how do I get one of my best friends to realize that his girlfriend is toxic?
Are you sleeping with your best friend?
You already lost.
Are y'all sleeping together?
No.
Then
no.
Why?
But this is like
how old are you? How old are you? Are you like in like sixth grade or some shit? How old are you?
Nah, we're 21, but this has been going on for like 4 years.
Listen. I don't understand why do you concern yourself with a loser?
With
why
a loser?
Yes, because you're a percentage of the people you hang out with and listen to you. You're calling in the show asking about another dude. Do you understand what you're saying? You're asking about another guy. Do you not see
that? The only reason why I was asking you is because maybe you could tell me something that I haven't already told him.
I wouldn't even teach you how to.
He's like one of my best friends.
Brother, sever ties with him. Give him his papers and tell him, like, stay the fuck out of your life. That's the best thing you can do. Losers are only going to bring you down. Because that loser is not going to burn the ships when you tell him to burn the ships. He's a loser. Do you understand that, caller?
You could be having a whole different conversation right now. You could be saying, yo, my friend is conquered this, he's achieved this, he's achieved that, and I feel like I'm held back. So I want to know how, you know what I'm saying, we could dominate together, or maybe you wouldn't even mention another man, but you're talking about a friend that you need to help and take care of. Like, you're not your own man and he's not his own man. Everybody has a choice. Everybody has their own time in the day. Everybody has their own decisions to make.
Yeah, caller. And that's the same man that if he likes your girlfriend, he's going to throw you under the fucking bus.
True. The issue I have with it, though, is that, like, he's helped me a lot in the past. And now that he's going through a hard time, I feel like...
Help you with what?
Which is like with like everything, like from school to
wait,
shit,
that's
like
not you. That's not kind of. All right, I'll call it. You want to help him? Tell his ass to go to Taekwondo with a man mindset. That's the best help you say. You say, you know what, hey, bro, watch these two brothers right here.
I have.
And he doesn't want to do it, right? Right? Right?
No.
He doesn't want. Right. So then let his cake ass go. You are helping him by giving him a chance. He doesn't want to learn. So, and I say this with love, fuck him.
You're right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Have a good time.
Yeah, you let him go. Tell him I've helped you. I've tried to show you a place where there's structure. Yeah. You see what I'm saying, Colin?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Like, I knew it in the back of my head, but hearing it from the mentor.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, this is Deacon. Get that ass with my boy. Get that ass. No, that's my brother. Get that ass. And we're going to preach to you, son. Because let me tell you, I don't care if it's the Smurfs. I don't care if it's the Unicorns. Don't give a fuck who it is. Hey, it don't matter. Can I get it? It don't matter.
Don't matter.
Don't matter.
Don't matter.
I'm going to let that motherfucker go. Ah, yes. Deacon, what say you, son?
Brother.
Yeah.
What's bad for the chickens?
Yeah.
Must get out the coop.
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
Now you got something to cock-a-doodle-do. And get that out from around you.
Yes.
Amen, bro.
Amen. Amen. You see what I'm saying, caller? You're going to have to let him go.
You right. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Hey, pick your head up. These are what kings do. You must get a new hand. You must get a new fucking friend. And you must get a new castle. Leave that loser alone. Tell, listen, I appreciate you helping out with money. I appreciate everything that you've done. But this is as far as you and I go. I can't move any further because you're the rock holding my ass back because I got to pick up your fucking pieces. You see what I'm saying, man?
It's a hard truth, Jack.
Yeah, no, truth. No, I get that.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's a hard truth or a soft lie.
All right, caller, we'll throw you back in, but I'm glad you can hear us, though, brother. If you got another question, let us know. Here comes 470. Okay, it's lighting up. 470, sir, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Wonderful, sir. How can we help you?
The vibes, right?
All right, so my thing is, I listen to y'all. And it was like,
yes, sir. Let your nuts drop. Turn up your volume and talk a little bit, dog, like a man. Why are you talking so soft? He talking like his girl.
All right, that's better right here.
Yeah, my girl gonna find out.
Oh, my mom might even.
No, I had to switch the audio. I was on my Apple Watch. I'm on my phone now.
All right, my thing is,
so I stopped talking to females for like 6-7 months just to focus on me. So now I'm getting back into it.
Wait. What red pill bullshit have you been watching? Who the fuck?
Oh, no, that was like. Nah, that was the decision that I made by myself. Because it was like.
And then go back and then learn math.
Right.
But did you all learn all three subjects at once?
Right. Did you learn math, English, social studies, and science all in school? So why would you take one class and graduate to go back from kindergarten to grab another subject? Why would you do that? Why? Why? Wait.
All right, now, how about this, Steve? All right. You took 6 and 7 months away from Coochie Island or Pussy Paradise. What did you find, brother?
What did you find?
Please tell me what, brother.
So the thing was, it was like when I was talking to females, I didn't feel like I was up to par to even make females my focus. So it was like, okay, I'm number one. I know that I'm not at where I need to be. So let me let all these wants and desires and temptation go and find myself or explore myself on a deeper level.
All right,
so
sir, you know what you did? You took a rug and you put it over a problem, or you put sugar on shit and you called it ice cream. Dog, you have fucked this all up. You've got to go towards your fear. You got to go towards the cave and the bullets and shit, brother. You cannot.
You ran away from it.
Yeah, you ran away. It's still there. It's just waiting for you. Because as soon as you see, listen, as soon as you see a woman, you're going to go back to those 6 years that you wasted or the 6 months that you wasted. You're going to go right back to square one.
Because you dropped weights and then you call yourself stronger.
Does that make any sense,
makes
sir?
Sense. Yeah, it does. Because it's like instead I should have just rebranded myself with the new females that I was talking to rather than letting them go, if that makes sense.
Well, bro, yeah. Okay, listen. As a king, your council or your marketing team should always look at rebranding you. Not rebranding you as do what society wants you to do. The biggest problem you could do is follow media, advertising, society, because they're just trying to sell you shit. I want you to market yourself to you. See, you don't understand. The buy-in is not the fucking woman. The buy-in is you buying into yourself. You've got to buy into you before you can have a woman buy into you. Does that make any sense, caller?
Right. Right.
Ty.
Simple as that,
brother, okay? So we got another call, brother, but if you got another question, hit us up, okay, my brother?
Yes, sir.
This whole idea that you can just always take a 6 or 7 month break from a problem in your life is just unrealistic.
Yeah, I don't why right. It doesn't make any sense.
You either conquer or you cave.
Yes.
You conquer or you cave in.
Yeah, so go ahead, 909, what's your question?
Okay. What's up, Steve? What's up, Ty? Respect to your shirt. And also, I wanted to ask, last night, it was about 1 in the morning, 1-ish, and I'm walking my dog, and I'm over by the street, you know,
You're walking your dog in what? You're walking your damn dog in what, man?
This woman comes, she's walking. Now, as late as it was, was it wrong to not talk to this woman, or should I just put my bid in?
Sir, leave that woman alone, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing, dog.
1 a.m. in the bushes,
yeah,
man?
Come on, dude. Okay, sir. Why are you asking us a question of something that already happened? Do we have a time continuum or something that we can send you back in time? You're already wasting an opportunity because you're a wasting opportunity individual, because your hand that's controlling your weak kingdom is self-sabotaging you, and you don't even realize it. You see a woman and what, you got scared? Why the fuck you didn't talk to her? What were you scared of? The boogie woogie man? What were you scared of?
Steve, I'm not worried. Okay, I understand. Yes, that woman has came and gone. That's behind me. But I'm saying in the future, should that happen again.
Why don't you tell me, what do you think?
Well, that's why I wanted to ask, because honestly, yeah, at that late at night, she's walking by herself. It's as late as it is, you know, I'm, you know, a tall black man. I don't know if she's going to think so much of
shit. Oh, this fucking tall black man shit. Man, I just put out a video where Kevin Gates put out. You know, Africans come from Africa. Chinamen come from China. Where's the continent of black? Can you explain that shit to me? Why do you weak, soft motherfuckers define yourself by a color? You see, this is one of my deodorants that cost $69. That's the color fucking black. You're not goddamn black. So why are you sitting around here using this? Oh, I'm a tall black man. Fuck your height and fuck that fake color. So can you stop being a simpleton and stop using excuses and just say, I'm scared to talk to women? Can you just say that, man? I don't understand, man. Why do y'all guys lie to motherfuckers who have game? You're a tall black man. Did she grab her purse? Did she say, oh, my God, security? I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? Because you're a tall black man. What if you're a short elf? What if you're a short green elf? Would that fucking matter? I'm serious,
probably,
man.
Probably about some Lucky Charms.
I don't understand these motherfuckers, man. I don't
see. I think he might have preferred to be a troll under a green.
I don't understand, man.
Perhaps being a horse in a stable might have went better for you, buddy. Maybe if you were a unicorn, she might have talked to you. What are you saying? Maybe if you were a short white guy. What are you saying?
Yeah, what the fuck are you saying, man? What is you being a tall black? Well, a tall fake, whatever the color you are. What does that got to do with anything, sir?
Well, I'm just looking at, the media, what they put out. People going to be thinking what they think.
All right, listen to you. You're thinking about the media that's controlling your weak ass. So I guess if the media tells you to suck a dick, then you're going to do it then, right? Because the media says, oh, my God, you got to suck a dick now because we're the media, right? So are you going to believe that shit?
Well, it's not the media telling me this. I don't know what other people are thinking.
So what does you got to be tall got to do with anything? And you're not black. So what does you being tall got to do with anything?
Well, I don't think anybody would feel intimidated by, a short elf or some other man or some other short person. But, you know, if you see some tall person that's above you looking down at you, then you might feel similar.
Some women like tall motherfuckers. So what are you talking about? When did you read her mind? Tell me how much. Dog, we got to get the serum for this motherfucker.
I mean, there's no way to win with you guys. I mean, you need to be 6 feet, and then in the one and you're tall, it's a problem.
Jesus, man. Why don't you just say I'm scared to talk to women and I'm using my height as an excuse? Why don't you just say that, brother?
Well, if it makes you feel better, yes. I'm scared of women.
Wait. Sir, it doesn't make
me
feel better.
Why does it make you feel better? Now you're projecting, brother.
Right, because I'm not the one who was walked by a motherfucking chick and his nuts shriveled up. I'm not the one that did that. You did that. But then you want to call us and think that we're going to consign or like you're on some red pill shit. Oh, no, it's her female nature. Oh, no, it's the nature of the birds and the fucking clouds or whatever.
Well, how about this? How about when your mind told you, you know, you were tall and black and dangerous? did you get on your knees and change your complexion in order to satisfy her? What did you do? Did you tuck your tail and stare at the ground and pretend you didn't see her? Did you say, ma'am, I'm harmless? Or did you project what she thought you was onto her? Or did she tell you because you're tall and black that you're dangerous?
Well, nah.
How old are you, man? Are you 18?
No, I'm 23.
Okay, call her. Again, call her. Do you understand my son is 18 years old, right? My son is 18 years old. You want to see the look? I showed you earlier. Look at the screen when you get a chance, so I can show you my son's problems. My son has problems, and you don't even understand. He's got big issues and problems. You want to know why? Because the girls are trying to get at him. The girls want to talk to him, and he's pulling them left and right. And he's a tall mother. He's taller than my little cake ass. So what is your excuse? If an 18-year-old, 6-foot-something kid can pull women, why the fuck can't you?
Hello.
Well, I don't see the comparison, Steve.
Well, the comparison is if he's walking in the dark and he sees a fucking woman that he's interested in, he's gonna talk to her, because he doesn't give a fuck about these women the way you do. Because my son's a Williams, and a Williams lives by different standards. But because you're not a Williams and you're damn sure not my son, look at how you're operating. You saw.
Hey, lady, what's this? Call it. Was the street you on? Was it quiet hours? Was it past curfew for shooting your shot or talking to women? Maybe it was the wrong street.
Nah.
Maybe this was.
What the fuck?
What happened?
Yeah, why, caller? Why? Tell us why, caller. Why I load up this photo? Here you go, guys. We ought to see. This is my son's email to me today, guys. If y'all missed it, my son sent this email to me, and as a proud father, I'm showing you guys how I talk to my son. But look at my son. He's saying he feels like a god. People can't fuck with me. I'm a Williams. Do you see the difference in the confidence my son has? And he's only fucking 18 years old. And here you are, grown-ass motherfucker, walking in the dark, and you can't talk to a woman? Your dog should be looking at you like, God damn, this is my master? I got to protect this guy?
Dog probably yanking the shit out of your leash, man. Your dog don't walk behind you, do it.
Well, that was another thing. He was barking at this woman, too.
Okay, great. You know
what? You have no control over your dog, man.
Right. So if the dog was barking, I'll be like, hey, Fido, no, hey, sit down. Excuse me, you know what? That's my dog. He always finds beautiful women. And wait, calm down. I excuse my dog anyway. I got this. I was going to talk to her anyway. I got this. Give me a second. Anyway, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I just want to let you know. I know you're busy walking. And
he
I don't
didn't think about using his environment to his advantage.
He ain't even thinking about that shit. Your dog is saying, use me, like, subtitle.
You pick the dog up and run. Then hurry up,
yeah.
Please.
Do you see that dog? You got to use your environment, dog. Did she look at you when you walked by her? Did she look at you?
I wasn't looking at her.
Wait a second. How do you know that she was?
What the fuck were you looking at? How do you know she didn't have a gun?
I mean, if she shot me, then she shoots me.
It's nighttime. She's a short woman. She's dangerous.
Wait a second.
The media has told me
that
at night,
yes.
Woman being outside at night,
yes,
at a certain time is dangerous. Brother, why you didn't look at her?
But wait, how did you know she was there if you didn't look at her, caller?
While I was walking over to where I was going to sit or chill, then that's where I saw somebody was down there. And then I think as I saw her get closer, I at least looked again.
Well, you
so you could want a woman that you can't even see?
Nigga, what are your standards?
What the fuck are you doing, caller? Wait, you didn't even
How
look
the fuck at... you want somebody you didn't even see?
Caller, you didn't even see her, and you automatically guessing that she's... Caller, what's going on here, brother? Talk to us. What's wrong, man? What's wrong, dog? Talk to us, dog. I mean, is it... What's wrong, man? Is the grass tastes better on your side of the street than it does mine? Because I don't understand why you grassy lines. So let me get this straight. It was dark. You saw her way yonder, and you didn't know how she looked?
No.
And yet you're calling us about a woman that you've never seen before because it was dark, and her fucking face and her features were covered in the night.
You might as well have asked us about your dream last night.
Oh, well, I didn't even
that unicorn.
I didn't even, I didn't look.
Steve, I saw it.
Not knowing how she looked.
I saw it. And
not knowing how she looked.
The leprechaun, I knew he moved my keys. I know he did, Steve.
He did, right.
Now, y'all don't believe me, but.
I promise you, it was a bitch, and she had some lime green shirt on. She was a goddamn redhead, and she had purple wings. I promise you. And some goddamn green slippers. And I know you don't believe me. I promise you. But no. Then I saw a white woman with white wings. Yeah, she had blue eyes that were deep. Like Ty would say, drowned me. All right, caller, what did you want to say?
Yo.
You got another call, caller. What did you want to say? What's up, man? 85875, we got you next. What did you want to say, brother? What's up?
I was just going to say, I didn't know if I was going to even put in effort because, yeah, I couldn't see her, so I didn't know.
So then why are you calling us about someone you didn't even see?
Okay, because I'm not saying about this person. I'm saying for the future, if this same thing happens.
I got you, caller. Take a step back because maybe you can't see outside of yourself for a second. You live in your head so much that you predicted that you would be attracted to this woman enough to talk to her. You making it important enough to say that, you know, it was nighttime, so that automatically made you dangerous because the media says that tall black men attack people at night as if no crime has been committed during the day, as if crime, like, whatever, right? Let's just say that, you know, whatever narratives you're living yourself in your fucking head, number one, you don't even know what this woman actually looked like, and you didn't even talk to her in order for her to say something to you like, hey, I'm uncomfortable or, you know, whatever. And then for you to even come off in a way to let her know you're not a fucking threat.
But I don't eat anything.
Because you told yourself that being tall and black was a threat rather than who she actually was talking to. The narrative of the media fed you the world in your head, and you live by that shit.
Right. So if you live by the media, why would you even call us and ask us that question if you live by what the media is telling you?
I don't.
But you do.
You
just said you do.
You do.
You said I'm tall and black, and I had to correct you. You're not black. You're tall, but you sure ain't black. If you want to see black, that's black. That's so damn black, it's damn near blue. It's black. That's black. Black. Black.
Oh, look, see?
Black, right. Yeah, right, black. Hey, caller, if you look, and let me change my camera. If you look out in the distance, see up there, all of it, that's black. That's black. This is black. That's black right there. See all that's black? That's black right here. See right in front of me? That's black. But this ain't black. See, this is not black. This is not black. That's black. Does that make any sense, caller?
No, yeah, you're right. I don't even need to identify like that.
Right. But you're identifying because that's the excuse you want to make because you're scared
so
of women.
Thinking about being tall and black, you should have showed her you was a man.
Yep. You should have showed her that. Okay?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, stand up, man. Stand up. You good. Good question, man. All right, let's bring in 857. 857, man, you're on with Taekwondo and Steve Williams. What's up?
What's going on, Steve? What's going on, Ty? Respect to the podcast. Just a quick question for y'all.
What's going on, brother?
Yes, sir. Just basically, so I made the mistake of going to the steakhouse on my first on a first date with the shorty.
Choice.
Right. Yeah, the choice of the bad mistake. Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes. And basically, the night was smooth. It was smooth and whatnot. Through the talks, like I asked her, like, what she looking for. She said she was looking for love.
Why does what she's looking for matter? If she told
a
three-legged brother. Don't laugh.
Thanks. No, that's a big fact.
A three-legged Zimbabwean ant. Would you go to the ground and look at every fucking black speck moving on the pavement?
Nah.
Or would you show her who you are?
That's fact. I was just trying to create talk. You feel me? I messed up.
No. We gotta elevate our thinking, brother. So continue.
So once that happened, and she asked me the same question, I said I'm just looking to vibe with somebody, something casual. And basically, fast forward 10
right,
and 9.
What
do
you mean vibe with somebody? What does it mean vibe with someone?
Vibe with somebody that was just actually cold words for just sex, you know.
If you wanted sex, why didn't you just ask for sex and go in the corner of no booty
right.
and let's hang out?
Facts. No, I ended up doing that at the end of the night, though. I was just about to say that. Like, end of the night came, like, everything fast forward, and I tried to invite her over, and she was like, it's too early
right,
and whatnot.
Call her. How old are you? Call her. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, 24. Okay, let's talk about this weird thing called common sense, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now, how long have you known this woman for?
Literally, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Okay, and in those 2 or 3 weeks, you have nothing but boring-ass conversations, asking her a bunch of boring-ass questions. Can we agree on that, sir?
On the first date, yeah, I guess, yeah.
So, let me ask you this question. What makes you think that her pussy was wet enough to want to go over to your place when you were creepy and average? Why would you think a woman would want to go to your place? What is she going to get? What benefit does she get from being with a guy that cannot speak or articulate himself well enough to ask kindergarten and fucking junior high school questions?
Yeah. Nah, sex.
I'm just saying, I slept in the Holiday Inn.
What was your goal with that date? Was your goal to get her back to your house and then have sex?
Yeah, and she looked like no cap. She looked good to me, so I was gonna just see how she treated me if I could.
You know that
hurt the right way.
And have sex?
What'd you say, bro?
If your goal was for her to be at your house and for you to have sex with her, do you know you could have did that without the steakhouse date?
Exactly. It was just a bad, terrible mistake.
You could have did that. You could have did that before your first time even ever linking with her and had that confirmed and established.
Yeah. Word. And I put it in like text, like for the first day, like trying to meet her there. Oh, it got crazy. She actually ordered a drink. Like I hardly drink, so I just got a Sprite. She got a Moscato. She got. She didn't want dessert though, so.
So she ordered like at a steakhouse. So this is pretty expensive, right?
Yeah, the bill came out to 90.
Sorry.
Okay, how much time did you spend there?
We was there for like an hour and a half.
Oh my God! The questions, boring questions. Jesus Christ! Caller, what is it that you want from the woman? Let's just ask you this question. What do you want from this woman?
That's the thing here. I was just going to tell y'all, like, after I tried to invite her to the crib and, like, she declined or not, like, we got a little intimate, like, in the car when I kissed her one night, and then I invited her, and then she declined, and I was like, all right, cool, it's first date, bet. So then she just hit me
Why didn't you break? Why didn't you knees and then offer to put a money trail to your house to do it?
Exactly. I mean, and that's the thing.
You said she didn't hear you the first time?
Like, what'd you say?
You asked one time and one time only, bro.
Yeah, dog. Do you want to fix this, man? You want to fix it?
Yeah, but let me get to it really, like, what really, like, the real question, basically.
What's the real question? Because we want to fix this. What's the real question?
Right. The real question is, so Shorty, she next day she texted me, like, good morning. When I was like, all right, hope you have a great rest of your day. Good morning.
Well,
and then basically she don't respond. And then it's been, like, a week. And I was like, all right, you know what? She probably just did me dirty like that. She just charged
me.
But
call her. Call her.
I ended
call
up,
her. Call her. Just be quiet. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Can I just tell you one thing before you say that?
What is that? Call her. Listen.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
It sounds like somebody. Let me hear it.
The pussy drying up. Why the fuck are you going to say how is your day? What? Why would you? Dog, do you want to fix this shit? It's been a week. You ready to man up? You ready to man up?
Yeah, bro, but I had a dream about her. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, but you either going to get what you want or you're not.
Yeah, we're gonna fix this right now. So go ahead and call her. Tell her bring her ass over there and so she can suck your dick or have sex, whatever you want. Go ahead and call her right now and tell her.
But even though my message is undelivered.
Call her. This is it. Why waste your time? We're trying to show
exactly.
you what you should have done from the get-go. So let her know you had a dream about her?
When yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, my God. God, ladies, please lock the doors.
Not only is she living in his head room.
Oh, my God, he's dreaming about
God damn, what does she look like, bro? God damn.
What?
Yeah, she looked good. She looked great.
What makes her look good? Tell us what makes her look good.
I mean
what?
She got, I like, I don't know, I'm into tattoos and whatnot. She got tattoos.
Her, I'm asking what makes you look good. But are tattoos?
Well,
you,
yeah,
you,
I mean, she looks great.
You get a tattoo from a box of Cracker Jacks.
Jacks. Her face, she got an ass on her.
But what, is her ass her personality?
Facts. That's facts.
So why don't you, hey, just call and tell her you had a dream about her. Let's see if she hang up on you. Call her right now.
Whoa.
Tell her. Call her right now. And say I had a dream about you, and I want to tell you about the dream. Come on over. Are you ready, to man? Up.
Word. No, that's actually a good. That's
wait,
actually
wait,
a good.
Wait. I thought you said you wanted a woman. We're trying to solve this shit. 3-2-3. We got you there.
Nah, I do.
Are you want
nah,
to do it?
Nah, if I do this though, if I do this, y'all promise to just go on mute and don't speak.
We're not gonna say anything. We're gonna be quiet. Just call her and say I had a dream about you, and I want you to come over so we can discuss it. We'll be quiet.
All right,
go ahead. You got 20 seconds. 3-2-3, you're next. You got on speed dial, so go ahead and call her. What do you got on speed dial? She's number two, or number one. 3-2-3, you're next.
Nine, eight, zero, four, six, nine, six.
Answer machine. Air code 323. What's your question, brother? What's up? 323, sir. Going once. 323, sir. Going
once. Yo, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's going on? How can we help you, sir?
Yeah, I just I wanted to ask about how can I make, well, what should I do when I make awkward eye contact?
You can't. Wait. What can you do when you make contact? Eye contact?
Yeah, eye contact.
Well, what does that mean? You mean when you make eye contact, what does that mean?
Like, okay, well, here's the context. I'm in a classroom, and I just make, like, eye contact with people, and it's just, like, weird.
Well, of course it's weird because that's what stalkers do. So let me ask you this question. When you make eye contact with your cereal, what do you do with that? Don't you just grab the box and pour it in the bowl?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so young man, when you see a woman, okay, don't stare at her because you will startle her because the weird ones and the creepy ones look at them weird. You can glance at her, but here lies the problem. A glance without an action is going to make you creepy. A glance with an action is okay because if you glance and see her, don't listen. If you're worried about embarrassment, because I think you're in high school and you're worried about that, don't say anything to her in class. as she's walking out the classroom, say something, or as she's coming in and say, hey, Tina, Kim, or whatever her name is, let me holler at you after class. Or you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But don't get mad. Okay, listen, this has happened lots of times to your uncle, okay? I see a chick in high school, and I'm like, hey, what's up? Let me holler at you and everything. She's like, no, I got a boyfriend. I'm like, okay, cool. And most of y'all guys that think just because she said no to my ass, I won't be able to put my head in the fucking desk. Next day come in, she's looking at me and sees me talk to somebody else. Doesn't say anything to me that first day. Doesn't say anything to me the second or third day. Took the fourth day for her to say something. You know what she said? I thought you were interested in me because you talked to me, but I see you talking to all those other women. And I'm saying, wait a second. You said no. So I let you go and I moved on. You see what I'm saying, caller? You got to have brass balls. Ty?
No, you just put them on some crazy game. When she see that, it wasn't even really about her, but it was about you going for what you want. She's going to go, wait a second. Like, damn, I thought he was going to be stuck on me. I thought he was just going to have a crush. This is what most high school dudes do. Have a crush on a girl, and they only think about her. But they don't have the balls to just keep shooting, keep messing with all the girls they want, and then that'll show her. And over time, she'll be like, wait, he's the only guy that does not keep chasing me after I reject him. Wow. So now you automatically on the radar, bro. Rent free.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that was all I had to ask. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so young man, just remember this. Listen. I want you to look at them, but you've got to establish a reputation. You've got to establish that you're the flirty guy in the fucking school and you talk to all the women. You want to know why? Because once I have that established of flirting, the women will come to me. You want to know why? Because they knew that I would flirt with,
everywhere.
Right. They knew I would flirt
everywhere.
I would flirt with women, right? But someone asked me, why aren't you talking to me? What's wrong with me? You see what I'm saying? Why don't you say anything to me? Why don't you ever acknowledge me? You see what I'm saying? Man, it's so much game. Ty.
Or they start trying to see if you really what they heard you are. I'm telling you, no, see, listen, you ain't missed a beat yet. I had that reputation everywhere I've ever been.
Exactly, Doc.
High school, jobs I worked at.
Yes.
That shit working to your advantage.
Always, man. It will always work to your advantage because the women are going to start talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they say good or bad, you are in their mind written space. And here's the worst thing. Oh, go ahead, Ty. Go ahead.
I was going to tell them, you even got the ones that will be in denial. I don't really see why y'all like him. I don't really like him that much. Then she gets around you, sees how charismatic you are, see how smooth you are, see how you make her laugh, see how generous and kind you, like whatever you may be. And she goes, I actually like him. Now you change the minds of the doubters or the haters or you know, whatever.
Yeah, caller, listen to me. Very important. Don't ever talk to a girl around her friends, okay? High school is a torture place for young girls because of the gossip. See, you think about two girls in the first and second grade. They're the best of friends. They have slumber parties. They write notes on fucking their notebooks. They talk about the pinup posters. They prank call guys and all that other stuff. We're going to be the best of friends until both of those fucking women like a boy. Once that happens, it's claws out. So what I'm saying to you, young man, is never talk to a girl around other women because you don't know if that – see, sometimes women want to fuck on the side. So some women have boyfriends, some women are seeing people, or they have gossipy-ass friends. That's why we always tell you keep business on the street. Do what they do in the Serengeti. So get her away. Move her from the herd. Get her on a one-on-one. But never try to talk to her around her fucking friends because there's a lot of jealousy, envy, and those women ain't shit. I'm telling you, women are catty as fuck. And if one woman knows that even though she might not like you and you talk to her friend, why the fuck are you talking to your friend but not talking to me? That's what I admit. Look, in the fifth grade, it was the seventh grade. I was messing with this girl named Kim Baker, right? Messing with a girl named Kim. And we had the roller skating ring, right? So Christine Tartamella, this Italian chick, was really down for me, right? So guess what? Christine Tartamella started messing with me, and we started kissing in the corner. Now, all I have to do now, my pride, I didn't say nothing. Kim was, you know, but what I'm saying to you, caller, is this. The reason Christine Tartamello was fucking with me, and she was best friends with Kim, was the fact that I was messing with Kim and not her. Even though she didn't like me, she was mad because who are me to like her, which I should be liking Christine Tartamello. You see what I'm saying? That's how catty women are. Women want what other women have. Always remember that shit. They always will. Ty would say you, man.
It's a dangerous game, brother. And then you got to be able to manage that with order. Proper discipline.
Yes, sir.
Because then another thing is, too, your dick on the market too much.
Yes.
You dirty. You dirty now. You know what I'm saying? So that's a bad thing. You see what I'm saying? Or you're giving out great sex. Free reviews, free word-to-mouth marketing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll throw you back in, Carl. You got another question, let us know, okay, brother?
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, wait, 929, we'll bring you 1 second. Let's answer this question. Hey, Gino, listen, buddy. This is what I don't understand about you surface dwellers. You understand Ty and I, we have a lot of fucking work, okay? Our lives are busy as fuck. But we make time when we want to make time.
What's an ONS?
Yeah, what?
An ONS.
Yeah, something as ASF. What does that mean?
As fuck.
Ends up in a online situation? No, on ONS. What is ONS, guys?
I don't know.
What is ONS?
One night stand.
One night stand. I tell them my schedule is busy, and it ends up in a... This is what I understand about you guys. Y'all are not that fucking busy. You're acting like you're working 25 hours a day. You're not. Stop lying. You do take lunch breaks, shower breaks, and all that other stuff. So you're using this as an excuse because you don't have any game. Because let me tell you something. You have game. When you're busy, women will say, you know what? Let me come over and clean up. I know you got a lot of things to do, so let me do some things around your house so we can take some of the time and pressure off of you. You know what? Oh, your car's a mess. Just give me the keys. Let me go wash it and get it detailed because I know you're busy. You don't have any. See, that's when you have game. But the shit you're saying is a fucking lie because you ain't got no game. And you're using your busy being busy because you ain't got no mouthpiece, son. Ty, I mean, I'm sorry, Ty, what say you, dog?
You never made a woman want to sit here and say, how can I make your life easy? How can I get in? Where can I fit in?
Exactly. Yeah, they want to fit in and help you. They know you're busy. Can I shuffle papers? What can I do to help? Can I look? Let me listen. They want it. Listen, they will do anything to come over. That's what you understand. So if you have this business and you're doing some work at night on your computer, she will make that as an excuse to come over because she knows the other women are going to try to make that as an excuse. So this is just showing you don't have any game, dog. You have no game. You ain't got no game, dog. You just need some help, dog. You don't lie to yourself. Let's grab some of these other calls. 929 and 224. 929, what's your question, brother?
Yo, what's going on? Why the hell I'm meeting all these baby mamas, man?
Why is what?
I mean, I'm meeting only a lot of ladies with kids. I what's going on nowadays? Everybody
well,
got
wait,
a kid
I'm gonna tell you. Okay, but sir, I'll tell you why there are a lot of ladies with kids because people like you. And let me explain why. Because guys like you lie to women and gas them up and make them think that you're wanting a relationship with them. Guys like you
why,
don't have.
Why? Hold on.
Sir, wait. Let me answer your question. You just asked a question. I'm gonna mute you and please listen. I'll open you up. Because guys like you don't give a fuck about your body, and what you do is fuck these women with no protection because you gas them up on lies that you actually want relationships with them. But, caller, let me ask you a question. Before I bring you, I'm going to ask you a question. And it's, just tell me yes or no, caller, 929. Are all single mothers the same?
No.
Okay. So why are you making a general statement? Because every single mother who has a child has a story behind it. So why are you generalizing and saying all single mothers it, buddy?
You date single mothers?
Okay, do you know single mothers give you pussy the fastest out of every woman out there? You don't know that, dude, but never mind, forget that. Let me ask you a question. Are your parents married right now?
You didn't even answer my question.
Wait, hold on, sir, I'm serious. Are your parents married? I'll answer your question. Are your parents married?
Are your parents married?
No, but you're talking about single mothers. I'm asking you, okay, so I take it you come from, your mother's a single fucking mother. So why don't you call your mom and ask her why she ain't shit?
I'm going to call your mom and ask her why she ain't
shit. No, I'm serious. No, I'm not joking. I don't understand why you're laughing. I'm serious. What's amazing about you motherfuckers that have no game, you want to sit there and talk shit about single mothers, but you are thirsting over bitches who are single mothers, and you don't even realize you're thirsting over bitches and single mothers.
Hold on.
Every time you go to the gym or walk down the street or see a woman at the grocery store, and the first thing that comes out of your mouth, shut the fuck up. When I raise my goddamn hand, that means shut your bitch ass up. I'm going to let you talk, motherfucker. Let me finish. Now shut your goddamn ass up and listen to me. Every time you fucking single mother haters, you see a woman on the street that you cream over, but you're too chicken shit to talk to. Maybe she is a single mother, but you're too scared to talk to these motherfucking women. So what the fuck are you talking about, man? Ty, I'm going to let you go on before I open this dumb ass up.
I don't know where the question was going. Why do I keep meeting single mothers? I don't know what you do with your life during the day.
Yeah, so let me open you up, 929. What is your point?
Man, hold on. Let me explain.
Go ahead and explain.
I'll explain. Yeah, I look. Here's what I'm really saying. I know I kind of jumped off the mouth a little bit. Please excuse me. But I'm saying in today's world, what I'm seeing is a lot of people are finding themselves with kids instead of in marriage. You're more likely to meet a woman who has a kid. Well, she's more likely to have a kid versus her actually being married or in a relationship.
All right, sir. All right, let's stop. Okay. Let's just take one single mother that you're talking about, okay? Do you know her story to make that fucking statement that you're making? Because a lot of you, which you don't understand, you don't understand the other side that they don't tell you about. They don't tell you about the guys that poke holes in the rubbers. They don't tell you about the guys that lie to these women and gas them up. They don't tell you about the guys that tell these women, I want a long-term relationship or I want to marry you just to fuck them, nutting these bitches, and roll the fuck out. And I'm not saying that happens with any. Right. And I'm not saying with everybody it happens that way, but you have to understand, young man, because you sound very immature. Every single mother has their own story of why they have what they have. And what you must understand, young man, is that women want babies. That's part of the makeup of who they are. They want children. And sometimes these guys who just lied to them, who give them children, care their responsibility. So does that fall on the mother because a guy gassed her up and got her pregnant? A lot of women are not going to abort their children, sir. They're not going to do that, man. So I don't understand where your question is coming from, 929.
All right. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You're trying to stand in solidarity with the women and everything. And I'm not talking about the story. I'm just talking about our mindset. Should we be dating to marry instead of just dating to date? What's going on? Why can't we have a focus on marriage and having kids instead of – because the results are saying something otherwise. What are we doing wrong? You think it's the dudes that is out here lying, going out here and nutting up in girls. I disagree with that.
Okay, sir, let me ask you a question. I'm not trying to be funny. There's no disrespect. So in your terminology – y'all listen, in your terminology, if I met your mom, I am allowed to say, bitch, you ain't shit because you got a fucking bastard-ass kid – with no fucking father. You're not even married. So why the fuck would I fuck with you? Because you got a kid. Look at you.
You need to tell me.
No, but
marriageable man. Are you saying there ain't no marriageable man? And are you saying there ain't no marriageable man?
Caller, am I allowed?
You still single. You still single. So I want to know why your ass is single.
Caller, listen to me. What I'm saying is, if I got the right to do that, then you got the right to say what you want to say. So does that mean you ain't shit because you have a single mother? That means she ain't shit and you ain't shit, right? So can I say, hey, excuse me, lady, why the fuck you have error code 929? Why the fuck you have them? Why ain't you married? Shouldn't you be married and stuff right now? Why the fuck ain't you married? Where's your fucking husband at? See, you're the fucking problem.
No accountability at all. You're dodging all accountability. All right, cool. I think what type of time you are.
Tell your mom. Right. Tell your mom that she
you
is.
Playing
she
victim. You throwing a you playing a victim, nigga.
No, wait, hold on, tell me. How am I playing the victim when you come from a single mother? So how am I playing the fucking victim? You come from a you come from what you hate. Hold on, come from what you hate. So
you,
why don't you tell your mother that she's
okay? So we're crazy for encountering a whole bunch of single mothers. That's on us. We're the assholes. We're the ones who lying a woman. You blaming that shit on us. We walking around meeting a single woman, and you blaming that shit on us.
Call her. Did you just call us to complain about single mothers?
I don't understand, man.
No. I asked a simple question.
Sir, okay, here's the problem.
Your question wasn't even a question.
Right.
Your question was targeted to priming out of a certain answer.
Yeah.
You said, should people date to marry or should they date to date? I think you should worry about your fucking business.
Yeah, why do you care? Why do you care about what women are doing? Why do you give a fuck?
I'm not caring about what women are doing.
I am worried about who I interact with. All right, hold on. Watch this. Hold on. Caller. Are you home alone right now?
Yes.
What time is it for you right now?
10. 9:56.
All right, so it's 9:56 on a Thursday night. You're home alone calling two men about single mothers.
Who's got the problem?
Are you gaslighting me again?
No, God, call her.
I just want to know. Please put the mask
together. No, you gaslighting me because I called into the show because I actually listened to you, dude. So I wanted to call it. Some real conversation, some real shit. And you niggas is gaslighting, nigga.
Caller.
It's 10 o'clock on a Thursday night, and you're complaining about single mothers.
I'm
not complaining about single mothers. I'm asking you, why are we seeing more baby mamas?
Well, there's always been baby mamas.
That's not complaining about anybody.
There have always been women having kids out of fucking wedlock. So what are you talking about? The only reason you see more of it, because everybody's got a fucking video on their phone. This has been going on since ages. So what the fuck are you talking about? This didn't happen yesterday.
Women have
been fucking and having kids. So what are you talking about?
Carla, do you know sex came before marriage?
Jesus Christ.
Man, I'm just asking. Shouldn't we be married more? It seems like black people are running around single with low marriage percentages, and white people all married up and shit. Asian people all married up with kids and families. And I'm not complaining. These are facts.
Caller.
It's like y'all want to bash women.
Caller.
Don't be pandering.
You got a close relative to ask.
This is amazing. Wait, you can get the answer. Caller, this is all we want you to do. And who's in line? We got 224-44. Caller, call your mom right now and say, Mom, why are you fucking? And why did you have me out of wedlock? Or, Mom, why did you have me? And why the fuck aren't you married to my dad? Can you ask your mom that question?
He made bad decisions, or whatever the case is.
And the only one you can be judging right now is your mother. You can't judge anybody
else.
All
right, what about your mom? Should I judge her too?
No, I came from a marriage. I'm not no bastard kid. Listen, what I'm saying to you,
everybody in your family's married.
Sir, hold on, you're mad at what you are. You're a bastard kid. It's okay. I'm not mad at
you. What does that have to do with me dating?
You're
talking about a whole other situation.
Sir, you come from a single mother, and you're talking shit about
single
mothers.
All right,
how does that work?
You'll probably make a single mother.
That's everybody's excuse. You're making me look crazy.
Wait.
You're trying
that's
to get. All right. This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing.
True.
You're talking
that's
about. I'm going to meet y'all. You're saying I'm going to meet a baby mama just because my mother was single.
No, I didn't say you was.
That's how you sound right now.
You're not meeting anybody. So you ain't meeting nobody. That's number one. That's truth number two. Truth number one is you come from a fucking single mother. So what you feel is based off the fact that you are feminine like your fucking mom, because you never had any structure, because if you had your dad around, you wouldn't be saying this feminine-ass shit you're saying right now. That's why you're in your fucking feelings, because you got mommy still attached to you, brother.
Here we go. Here we go.
Thursday
night, yeah. Hold on, Taekwondo. You agree with that bullshit? Hold on. I know your mother's single.
My mother's single. It's a Thursday night. You thinking about anything right now?
No, I'm actually multitasking, doing shit. I'm doing laundry. I'm cleaning up my place. I got moves to make. And I'm actually trying to multitask to have a conversation.
You just talking about single mother. You niggas want to try to analyze and be detective.
He got to be an ancient nigga somehow to be calling us.
A bastard kid from a single mother is calling us about single mothers. How does that even work?
Because I'm talking about dating, not my parents, sir.
Wait a second. This is your mother dating right now?
You're relating my parents to my dating situation.
Of course.
All right, so because your parents is married, that means you're going to get married?
Call it. No. Hold on, let me ask a question.
You're not married now.
Hold on, here's a million-dollar question.
You're about to make some bastard.
Call it. Here's a million-dollar question. What does a child got to do with the mom? If she has a child, what does her child have to do with you? Wait, I'm sorry. Hello, check. I'm sorry. Let me say it again slower. If she has a child, what does her baby or her child have to do with the interaction you and her have, sir?
Nothing. I just ask why I believe that we are seeing more baby mothers than people
who are couples in marriages. That's what I said.
Hold on. Do you disagree with that?
I disagree because I'm about to show you how old are you. Because you sound like you're listening to a lot of people on the internet. And guess what? The internet started in the late 90s. And before the fucking 90s, women were having fucking children outside of wedlock. So what's the difference? What do you care if she has a
kid? I think in the 90s, we had more families together, and now when it's 2020 to 2010, there are more people single and actually having kids.
Do your research and see how they took the fathers out of the homes and shit. Do your research and see what they did in the 70s, dog. Do your fucking history.
Okay, what about the 90s?
Don't you know
the 70s precedes the 90s, which leads to the 90s?
Oh, my God.
And I know the 90s also were all the people who are made today, like we're seeing in their 20s and 30s.
But who made the people?
And
those are the
right?
people that I'm talking about having kids, like a 25, ages 25 to 35.
Your ignorance is showing. And instead of yielding to learn, you're being more arrogant.
That's crazy. You come from a single – if you want to ask these questions, just say, Mom, ask your mom all these questions. I'm not being mean. Ask your mother all these questions. Because if you want to judge single women, you might as well judge your fucking mother because she falls in the same pile that you mad about, dog.
All right.
Ask her why she made a bad decision. Are you looking to get married? I'm already married.
All right. Taekwondo, are you looking to get married?
Catch how this guy worries about everybody. Thursday night.
It's just Thursday night.
He's asking other men, do they want
to
get married?
What is it that we want to do got to do with you, though, sir? You're asking what we want to do, but what does that have to do with you?
Even how single, you probably ain't got three girls on your phone right now that
exactly. What does that shit got to do with you, big guy? Why are you can't go with
me? I definitely do.
Go ahead and call her right now. Call her right now because it's Thursday night. Tell her come over and suck your dick right now. Go ahead and call her. You got these women. Call her right now. Pick one of the three.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm sorry?
I'm not a puppet. I don't do shit because you told me to do it. So I'm about to have other calls.
Yeah. You say, guy, you're in the wrong room. This ain't for you, buddy. I really think you need to have a powwow with your mother to get more structure. Do you even know who the fuck your father is?
Break it up, my mom.
Do you know who your father is?
Something right now.
No, wait, hold on. I'm not joking. Do you know who your father is?
Yes, I do.
then what? Then you gotta tell your daddy he failed.
Caller, not from a picture of a card. In
yeah. Do you can you knock on his door and talk to your daddy?
Yes.
Then why are you not going to him and asking him this question? So he can smack the shit out of you.
Okay, so I can't call you guys and ask you for questions.
You're not your all fucking right. father.
You judging the callers. I don't think that's fair. I don't think
caller.
You're judging the
caller. Why don't you ask your daddy this question? I don't understand.
Oh,
your dad was
that's fucked up. So I can't call in anymore. All right.
Well, call you.
Watch this.
Yeah,
this is how basic this whole situation is. Okay, so there's more single mothers now than ever because single mothers just started becoming a phenomenon. And you're not making any statements, though. You're just trying to tell statistics. What's your point? Then you said, should we date to marry or should we date to date? Why was that your question? Why after making a statement, do you ask a question? Make another statement. Conclude your point. Get to your point. You have not made a point.
No, I was actually, I just wanted
single
to see
mothers
your
now,
perspective.
Single mothers before, there were always
single
mothers.
Didn't,
what's your point?
Agree with it. You didn't agree. So my point was, what's your point?
What's your point?
Yeah, we got the calls, Paul. What is your point?
My point was, should we be getting married? You're asking a question.
What's your point?
Yes, should I? Oh, go ahead. Ask your question.
That was my point. Ask the question.
You have a question or are you going to make a point?
And please don't talk about other men.
I had a question.
Make your point. You just told us that single mothers are happening now. What's your point? What are you getting at?
Oh, that was my follow-up question to that was, do you think we should be seeking to get married before even having a baby before we get married?
Sir, what do you want to do? Why do you make this a weak question?
Oh, marriage. Oh, I definitely think, but it also goes, you know, goes by collective by ideas and ideology. Like, I believe that. Do you follow
the collective?
Exactly. He follows the collective. He's part of it, dog. I don't understand. Why do you care?
She's speaking for the herd.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
What should we do?
Tell us back. I don't understand, dog. Why are you asking this question?
I'm asking this question because I wanted to get your thoughts on if you think men should be looking for marriage and
Okay, listen.
You could ask that question without even mentioning single mother.
Without even mentioning single mother. Nick, call her. This channel right here, we teach you to stop worrying about another fucking man. Get out of their pockets and worry about your goddamn self. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I'm talking about me.
No,
okay, you didn't say me.
You didn't say we.
Right, you said
yeah,
we.
I know I didn't say we, but articulate this right now, I really meant we should.
You're asking us to tell you what to do.
Exactly, man.
No, what's wrong with getting advice from an expert?
Okay, you want advice? Do what you want to do.
You ask for an order, not advice.
That's not good advice. Telling somebody
that is good advice. Okay.
That's terrible advice.
Okay, sir. You're a wall. Why would I give good advice to a wall? You don't want to hear
everything. No, I'm listening with open ears.
Okay, listen. What I'm saying is this is what we teach you. We teach you how to think for yourself. So if you don't want a relationship, don't have one. If you want a relationship, have one. That's your priority. That's what you want to do. Who are we to tell you what to do with your life?
Okay, I get
you. You said that you would believe it.
Because you might go have made some mistakes that you wouldn't advise other people.
I make choices.
I'm not too.
But we're
not
right.
You're not me.
You're acting like we're one. We're not one. You ain't us. You damn shit on our neighborhood. So what we're saying.
I mean, we all black. Excuse me.
Okay, caller.
We all are not black.
Next caller. All right,
caller. Yeah, sorry, caller.
Oh,
you're in the wrong.
Wow, that's what we're doing?
Yeah, we're doing that. Goodbye. All right, area code 224, you're up, then 404. Sorry for the wait. 224, then 404.
You don't understand. We are divided. We fall together. We conquer. Oh, sorry. But I had a quick question. So I was talking to these two chicks yesterday at the club. They're best friends and shit. It actually was pertaining to the two calls before. And I was kind of manufacturing an interaction where it's kind of having them compete against each other.
Why do you hate yourself? Why do you hate your fucking self,
what's
dog?
What's the question?
Wasting time.
The question is, how do I change that situation into more of a threesome situation?
No, because you ain't built for a threesome. You can't even talk to one bitch, more or less two. So what do you think you'll get them women to do? Get the fuck, dude. Look, man, listen. Listen to your voice. You ain't built for no threesome. You're too chicken shit. You had the opportunity right there. Why didn't you take it?
Well, I was talking to one, and then the other came up, and then the other one left. And then the other one. So I ended up having sex with just one of the girls, but the other girl went with another group.
Why didn't you control the group?
Because he ain't fucking, man. If he was fucking her right, she would say, you know what? I got a girlfriend that was perfect for the both of us, if you were fucking correctly. And if you were a fucking man and you wanted those two women, why didn't you just tell that fucking woman, here's my number, call me. We're going to set something up where you eat my girl and I fuck the shit out of you. Why couldn't you do that,
Carla,
Dweller?
Carla, listen. So now we're going in. Carla, do you know that women have their homegirls that they know are bisexual? And that they look for men who can handle two women?
No, I didn't know that.
Of course you didn't know that. Because you're too chicken shit to even ask what the fuck you want. So what is your question? Should you...
Most women find other women attractive. See, there are some women who are more comfortable in their sexuality to know that they'll do it, right? But then you also have the women who will play the fence and like... She might do it, but it takes a man to encourage her to, you know, go beyond her normal sexuality. But you probably met two women at the club that know what they wanted, know what they could have did. You just...
Call her. I got it. Call her. Call your girl up right now and tell her, I want you to go out there and find me a chick for us tonight. You want a threesome? Call her right now. Let's see how big and bold you are. Call her right now. You ready? Call her.
All right. No.
You want a threesome? No, we're going to see. I'm going to show you what men do. You want a threesome? Call that fucking woman you quote-unquote fucked yesterday and tell her, I want you to go find us another woman. Call her right now.
We're going to be able to tell
on
what
Instagram.
Kind of, yeah, listen what she says.
Call her right now. Are you going to call her yes or no?
I'll call her, but you won't be able to hear it.
Wait a second. How are you fucking a woman? You ain't even got her information. You're lying. That means you ain't fucking.
I have her Instagram.
Man, you lying motherfucker. How are you? So you're fucking a woman that you're just talking to through Instagram? You lying motherfucker.
What difference
is it? Man, it makes a huge difference because how are you going to make.
How about this, Steve? How about this? Tell us, call you or send her your number.
Get her number.
And that's your caller. Yeah. We'll let you stay on the line. We'll get out of the call.
We'll let you stay on the
line. Wait, right here.
Yeah.
Text it to her right now.
Text her right now.
Send you her number.
And say, send me your number.
In a minute.
Text her right now. Say, send me your number, 911. I got to call you about something. She has Instagram.
Send her your number. You got to call her about something.
Okay.
Come on. All
right, sounds good. But I'm headed to the club right now, so. Yeah.
Send
it to her right now.
He's lying. He's making excuses. I do it right now. Go ahead.
And then when she sends it, you call her, add her to the
line.
Add her
to the line and tell her I want you to go out there and get some pussy for me. And then we'll reset the lines. It's 4-4 dropped off. So 242, go ahead.
I can send a screenshot of me sending the message too if you want.
I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Brother.
Text her ass right now and say, give me your number. I'm about to call you. That's all we want you to do. Now, did she read it yet? Did she read it yet?
No.
Most women have their phone right in their hand. Okay. You do understand women always check.
He don't even know.
He don't even know. You understand women are checking their phone every goddamn 3 or 4
minutes. Yeah, I know I'm not fucking it right. I get all of that. I'm just trying to take my steps as I go. That's all. I understand
You've never asked your girl to eat some pussy. What a fucking shame.
Yeah, you know.
You want a threesome.
I get a kick out of exploring women's sexuality.
Oh, my God. You want a threesome, but you have not even asked for one? How the fuck does that even work?
I mean, you could have been offered one if you've been doing something right.
Oh, my God.
No, I definitely have and then a learning curve. I get that. I understand that. I'm
call
not
it, call
we got you. We got you right
yeah,
now.
Wait,
we got
call
you.
It,
we
no,
got
we're going to hang
call
up and reset
you.
The phones. We're going to reset
we,
the
we
line so
you.
Other people come in. You call back, caller.
Okay.
You call back.
All
we
right.
know you're not going to do it because you know you're too chicken shit. So go ahead and we'll open the lines back up and you call back if you about it. All right, we're hanging up on you right now. We're going to set the line. That motherfucker.